And before we go into an interview, I'd be curious. I mean, Muddy Waters is not your real name, is it, Muddy?
No. My name is McKinley Morganfield, but I prefer Muddy Waters.
Well, how'd you get that name?
It's just like a little kid playing in the mud, and the mother gave you a nickname.
So you've been called Muddy Waters ever since you were...
I won't tell the year, but I've been called for a long time, you know.
Yeah. Well, you're performing now at the workshop, right?
A jazz workshop, yes.
Yeah. I've seen you, well, I saw you at New York this summer in the Museum of Modern Art in the...
Oh, yes, you did. That was a beautiful thing.
That was a beautiful concert,
It was. And we was playing at the particular time at Apollo Theater, I think. I know I was. And we had an hour on between intermission, about an hour and a half. And we came down and did this particular concert. It was beautiful.
Yeah. Well, that's quite different than the workshop. I mean, that was a...
Oh, really? We had about 1,700 kids.
Oh, that was beautiful, yeah. What do you like better? Do you like that kind of thing better than, let's say, the smallness of the workshop?
Well, I like that better because it only takes me about 35 minutes to take care of the show. It would take me all night to take care of the show, you know. Yeah. So, really, I like that better.
Muddy?
Yes?
What about the kind of people you get at these different concerts? Like, the group you got at the Museum of Modern Art is, you know, all New York hippies and stuff. And the cats you're playing for over here at the workshop are sort of, pseudo something or other.
Yeah.
We don't know
exactly.
Well,
this is it. You know, it just is causing what the people feel, because if we play, really, I dig college dates, you know, and if we play at a concert, we got to have a lot of college peoples in there, you know. So we got young peoples and older peoples, and so that's what I dig. But when we play in a club, we only get one particular set of people, you know, that I either like blues or I don't. So that's the way that thing goes. But really, what I love to play for everybody.
Yeah, you know? Some people don't like the atmosphere of a club too much because they feel a lot of people out in the audience aren't really listening to them. You know, they're
blues. But they're not, you know, but I try to make them listen to me the best I can, you know. But when you're playing at a concert, it's not loud, it's not, whatever you're doing, the people's listening to you. When you're playing at a club, somebody talking, somebody listens, and then you can't hear everything's going on. That's the thing I dislike about playing at a club, when I love to play everywhere.
Yeah, well, let's see, Muddy, you've been around for quite a few years now. It's just recently that you've really made it very, very big. Could you tell us something of your beginnings, let's say, in the field of blues?
You mean why I'm selling bigger now?
Tell us something about your formative years in the blues field.
Oh, well, the blues field is this with me. I learned the blues in the Deep South. I learned them on my own. I learned them for myself. And I really dug Son House and Robert Johnson.